Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Continuing our talk about the border crisis, what we now call the Biden border crisis, Sean Hannity, I thought last night was masterful. Let's go to cut two real quick. We'll try and squeeze this in before the break at the bottom of the hour. Talking about the Del Rio, Texas crisis involving Haitian refugees, 12,500 of them. Listen to this.
Look at your screen. Look at the numbers of people. Look at the high rate of COVID positivity. Look at the cages for kids that Joe had been putting people in. There are numerous international travel restrictions for Americans, but not at the border. Not if you're an illegal immigrant. You get special Joe Biden treatment. Over 1.5 million of these migrants from all over the world pouring across our border illegally, not respecting our laws, our borders, our sovereignty. And as we speak, thousands are packed together in what are squalid conditions under the Del Rio Bridge in Texas. And according to the AP, some families have been under that bridge now for more than 6 days. And get this, at least two women have given birth under the bridge. One later tested positive for COVID-19. Now, when these illegal immigrants are eventually processed, well, many of them will be put on buses and planes that you pay for and then dispersed all over the country, tickets paid for by you, the American people. No COVID testing, no vaccine mandates. But you know what, Jen Psaki, you're right about one thing. These images, they are hard to watch, especially knowing that President Trump gifted President Biden with a secure border and energy independence and three vaccines. And also monoclonal antibodies. Joe only mentioned it for the first time last week, but Joe Biden screwed everything up. He ended Trump's stay in Mexico policy, stopped the construction on the border wall. He pulled out of reciprocal immigration enforcement agreements with neighboring countries, and he actually told migrants, come surge the border. He said it. Well, Joe, they've been surging now for 7 months, another 200,000 last month alone. No solution. This is so bad that even Barack Obama, that's right, Barack Obama's Department of Homeland Security Secretary is sounding the alarm. Joe, are you listening? Joe, this is the crisis. You said isn't a crisis. Are you listening?
We have to get control of our borders. 200,000 a month is a lot of people. DHS just released the numbers for August. It's 200,000. August is typically a month where it's very low. And those kinds of numbers and the images you just showed your audience saps the ability, it overwhelms the ability of DHS, the Border Patrol, ICE, to cope with the incoming.
Now, don't worry. Joe's bike riding. I'm sure Biden's border czar, Kamala Harris, she's all over it, right? 7 months into the crisis, Biden's DHS secretary did actually visit the border over the weekend. But again, we're 7 months too late. 1.5 million plus illegal immigrants into the crisis in the middle of a pandemic. A little, too late, and they're still not getting it right.
Isn't that the truth? Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel talking about the problems down in Del Rio. We here in Nevada are becoming a repository for refugees. For instance, Afghanistan, asylum seekers, and friends of the nation. How many of them are going to be coming to Nevada? We're going to tell you, and the numbers may surprise you. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 3:31, I do want to report here there's some police activity right now on the 515, both directions at Charleston, and the off-ramps are closed. So if you're trying to get off on Charleston Boulevard on the 515, you'll have to make other arrangements right now. Also, a lot of congestion there on Interstate 15, north at Sahara, south at Russell. Look for some heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway as well. 215 westbound at Decatur, 215 eastbound at the 15th interchange, 215 east at St. Rose. And overnight road work on Interstate 11, that's northbound at Lake Mead Parkway. Those restrictions begin at 7 p.m.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders have some question marks going into their game against the Dolphins on Sunday. Quarterback Derek Carr, questionable, and head coach John Gruden referred to running back Josh Jacobs as being very questionable. The team signing quarterback Kyle Sloter to the practice squad. He did spend some time in the organization during the offseason. Las Vegas Aviators baseball, they knock off Sacramento yesterday 5-2. The two teams play again tonight. Parker Dungey on the mound. And the Vegas Golden Knights, they open up training camp tomorrow as players will report to City National Arena. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
Many people who are vaccinated are getting sick from COVID. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Exergen temporal scanner's accuracy is backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact devices can miss fevers and give false sense of security. Remember, vaccines may not be enough, and you need an accurate thermometer to stay safe. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
On this Tuesday edition of Live and Local, don't forget Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, will join us at 4:05. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com at 5:05, and a whole lot more in between. I mentioned Afghan refugees coming to America, part of this huge airlift, 124,000 folks airlifted out of Kabul. But how many have we left behind? We still don't know. But many of these Afghan refugees are being resettled in America. Now, we are welcoming, in fact, I think it's like a million people a year come to America and are granted visas and things like that. We're very, very generous that way. But what is happening now is communities all across America are being besieged by Afghan refugees, refugees from our southern border, who have just been set free, essentially. According to the governor's office, the state is projected to receive 150 individuals, 50 of those in southern Nevada, 100 in northern Nevada. And under this new program, State still waiting confirmation on how many Afghan refugees and the so-called SIVs will be arriving in Nevada. But we know that NGOs, non-governmental organizations, are going to be doing the bulk of the work with these people. But it's going to... We don't know who these people are. They're not properly vetted. And it's just it's a little scary. I'll just leave it at that. One of the things that I found interesting last night, just in watching cable news, was this whole notion of going after Sean Hannity on COVID-19. I don't know if you saw this. This is Brian Stelter. Going after Sean Hannity on COVID-19. This is cut number 5. And I want you to hear this because, to me, this is how petty they've become over on CNN. Listen to this.
Four little words that are hurting America's pandemic response. What are they? Here, let Sean Hannity tell you. He loves these words.
Do your own research. Please do your own research. Do your own research. Do your own research. There's a ton of it right on, you know, at the tip of your fingers on your own phone.
Right, and that's the problem. Do your own research. Everybody has a supercomputer in their hand that empowers them to do their own research, which is great, right? Isn't it?
Can we all stop saying, I need to do my own research? Nobody who's saying that is getting in a lab and doing tests. At best, you're reading other people's research. And more likely, you're probably reading a tweet about a headline, about a blog post, about someone else's research.
See, Sean Hannity could learn a thing or two from Trevor Noah. That phrase, do your own research, it's popping up a lot in conversations about coronavirus and about COVID vaccines. Nicki Minaj used similar wording in that tweet this week, saying she was doing research. But this go-it-alone approach, doing your own research, it seems so innocent, but it can have serious consequences.
What is so bad about people taking initiative and finding out the facts for themselves? That's what I... suddenly they're making this... a pejorative. Oh, you're going to do your own research? Ooh, that's bad. That's bad. I don't understand that. I thought it was good when you get the people to use their own initiative to find out the truth. That's what we are all seeking. Fun lovers and truth seekers. That's who we are on this program. And don't let Brian Stelter try and dissuade you, because you need to find out more about what is going on in your world. And sometimes you have to do your own research. Stay where you are. Coming up, misinformation. Is it a public policy problem? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, Scott Hammond will join us, State Senator, District 18, at the top of the hour. Gentleman Jim Dallas, always fun when he comes to the other side of the glass and entertains us. This whole idea of misinformation when it comes to COVID-19, it's taken on a new perspective, and there are some in government who are claiming that this is some sort of public health crisis, the misinformation. What are they talking about?
Yeah, there were a lot of people that showed up, and they castigated the Clark County commissioners for a proposed resolution to declare COVID-19 misinformation a public health crisis. Now, one woman accused the lawmakers of being involved in sick and dark stuff. Another said the vaccine was a predecessor to the Mark of the Beast shot. There was talk of New World Orders, Plandemic, and Dr. Anthony Fauci funding and created COVID-19 to kill people. So basically, with all that flying around, the Clark County commissioners, they want to pass a resolution which would follow in the footsteps of San Diego County, which was the first in the nation to label misinformation a public health crisis. They did that at the end of last month. And there's a few other governments which have passed their own resolutions, according to news reports. So you know how much, especially conservatives, distrust governments. And if they continue to be the arbiter of truth, then these are the people who are upset. And they made it known that they are upset.
But you know what? The good thing about this, as opposed to, say, big tech, Instagram and Facebook and all of that, is those are private entities. What we're talking about here is government.
Right.
And the government's going to try and tell us what's misinformation and not misinformation?
Right. And that's the point. That's why so many people are up in arms about it. Whether you hear a rumor or something that you believe that may not be factually true, maybe a half-truth or whatever, the government is the arbiter of truth?
Yeah.
See, that's where a lot of people, they get a bitter taste in their mouth, and it's kind of scary.
And then what do you do about it once government assumes that we are victims of misinformation? What do you do? Do you close down a TV or a radio station? Do you give the county commission extraordinary powers to shut down an economy? I mean, where does it Wait,
yes.
For all of the good that government does, the fact is that government, as we saw with Steve Sisolak and the extraordinary powers that he assumed, he took on, and look at how that ended up. We closed down the entire economy.
I think people are upset because we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, where a person walked in and said, I would like to see the ingredients in the shot. And what the pharmacist, who was willing to do so, they turned the little bottle around with the fluid in it, and it basically was blank. And it said exactly that. It said left intentionally blank as the ingredients in the shot.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so it's things like that which make people a little nervous about taking the shot.
Yeah.
And that's why you have a lot of people that don't want to take it. And they hear all these stories, and then you have a government that comes in and says, well, you can't do that. This, to me, I don't know if you call it a soft communism or whatever, but if they are just going to appoint themselves at the county commission or some state board or some governmental agency, and they don't, I mean, they're just self-appointing themselves. They don't have that power, but they're trying to come off as if they do, using the trust that most people do have in government as a means to kind of back up their opinion.
And the good thing about this, as opposed to big tech, is big tech we can't do anything about. We can pass laws and restrict them and do things like that. But what we can do with our elected officials is we can vote them out of office.
True.
We can deep six them, essentially, politically.
I don't know whatever happened to Parler, which was the conservative part of Twitter. And then, of
course, or the alternative,
right,
platform,
right? It was, and that's okay. I get it. You don't want to go on Twitter, go on Parler. But then Google and other giants who would love Twitter to just have a monopoly on that, they were uncooperative in allowing Parler to be available on somebody's cell phone or on their home computer. So, you know, what do you do there? It seems like we're always pedaling uphill.
Yeah, but hey, God forbid we should be in a position where we can't vote these people out of office. The businesses, we can vote with our feet, with our pocketbook. I get that part. But the good thing is that the people in government, if they want to try and take extraordinary powers, they're welcome to try and do it, but they will be snuffed out at the ballot box big time. It's called elections have consequences. So we'll find out. We'll find out soon enough. Jim, thank you, man. I appreciate it. More with Gentleman Jim Dallas coming up a little bit later on in the program. Still to come, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. She has seen all of these pictures from our southern border, Del Rio, Texas. 12,500 illegals trying to come to America. Many of them are Haitian refugees. And the big question is, will they get to stay? They already are trying to send some of these people home back to Haiti. And they should be. They should be. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Online or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Steve Siddall here at Coach Pete's Money Desk, along with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, with right now, should we be saving for retirement or getting out of debt?
Steve, that's a proper balance kind of thing. It's like a seesaw. I think that it depends on what kind of interest rate you're paying on the debt, mm-hmm. what kind of balance the debt is. But if we don't have a retirement plan, we're never going to be able to retire. And so think about that, because companies don't give you pensions anymore for the most part. So we need to fund our own pensions. We do a lot of this consultation strategies there, looking at the debt, looking at what you want to do in retirement, look at how much you have put aside, and putting together a proper plan. It's customized for everyone. Steve, the next 10 people, we're going to do that at no cost or obligation. We're also going to give you the 15-minute retirement planner guide that I developed a few years ago.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000. Coach, before you go, you often talk about core and explore when it comes to retirement planning. Now, does that principle or does that process still stand firm today, even with the volatile market and the craziness going on?
Steve, we've been talking about this forever on the radio,
yeah,
15 years. What is a core and explore? Well, you have money put aside for retirement, but many people I've talked to have way too much money and way too much risk. And if you haven't seen that, you've seen it lately, right, with the coronavirus and the market going up and down. Let's put together our own plan that has the core money that is growing. It's protected from the zingers of the market, and it gives you that lifetime income you can never outlive. You can go to PeteOnDemand.com to find out more, but more importantly, give me a call right now. The next 10 people will put together your very own core and explore strategy, no cost.
That sounds great, Coach. Give us a call, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or just text the word VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 1st and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2022 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you're already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming next year. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. Call now to pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. You can also text calendar to 702-410-8020 to receive a link and schedule your appointment.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Marco Rubio has become outspoken on the issue of our border crisis, our immigration problems along our southern border, the 12,500 Haitians that are underneath a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. It's really, really sad. Let's go to cut four real quick because Marco Rubio was on Hannity last night. And deals with the problems of immigration in Del Rio and across our southern border. This is not just Del Rio, Texas. It's Mission. It's all kinds of places along our southern border. This is cut number four, though. Marco Rubio, the Florida senator.
As you look at the border, Senator, I think in light of the pandemic, we ought to have health checks. Certainly a testing. Certainly, if we're going to have vaccine mandates, that ought to be part of it. Also, national security backgrounds, because who knows who's going to try and infiltrate whatever population is there that might have bad intentions for every American. We're not doing any of these things. We're going to set a 25-year record, probably at a minimum, by the end of the year of illegal immigrants, and they won't even recognize it as a crisis. If you won't acknowledge the problem, how do you ever solve that problem?
Well, first they won't acknowledge it because they created it. I mean, and the interviews and as people have talked to some of these people that are down that have come over, they're all surprised and angry. They said, we were told that if we came with a child, we could stay. We weren't even, others have said, they didn't even give us a deportation letter. They knew some of the legal steps that had to be taken. Others have been lied to and told the border's wide open, just come on in. It's legal now to enter the United States. Some of them spent thousands of dollars to make that journey. All of it created by the perception, by the words, by the actions of Joe Biden when he was a candidate, and then when he took over as president. And one more interesting point, there are multiple countries around the world that you can't come to the United States from some parts of Europe and other parts of the world legally. You can't buy a plane ticket and fly here with a visa because of COVID restrictions. But we are basically allowing thousands of people to enter the country illegally, no vaccine, as you said, no checks whatsoever.
Nah, he's right. He's right. Coming up next hour, something that you don't see all the time on cable news, especially on CNN, and that is essentially the apology of Chris Cuomo to his viewers –